55 million people across the southern plains under a severe weather threat. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Our tornado devastated suburbs in Omaha, Nebraska yesterday, leaving a trail of destruction. Fox Weather's Nicole Valdez from Elkhorn, Nebraska.
Douglas County officials say there's still a lot more to do and a lot more information they need to get on just how strong this monster tornado was. But thankfully, no one's lost their life here. But the horror stories we're now hearing from neighbors as they return to their homes for the first time this morning as they ran for their lives, watching that tornado touch down just miles away and start barreling towards their community. One family telling me they piled into their truck and ran for their lives trying to get out of here. Thankfully, they're okay.
Emergency management reports more than a dozen people treated at hospitals. Protesters are camped out at Columbia University with calls for the university president to step down as anti-Semitism on campus spreads. Other universities reacting differently.
Demonstrators, often taking a pro-Palestinian or anti-Semitic bent, have been present on U.S. campuses for more than a week, forming encampments in public spaces from Harvard, Yale, UPenn, and notably Columbia University, where the school's president continues to be criticized for a lack of action in ending the protests, where people in Hamas-style garb are blocking or threatening Jews on campus. Meanwhile, the University of Texas at Austin is suspending the campus Palestine Solidarity Committee after disrupting a growing encampment. Police outside Atlanta hauled protesters off the campus at Emory University. And the University of Florida is threatening to prosecute anyone engaged in prohibited activities. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Hamas says it's reviewing a new Israeli proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Congressional Republicans critical of President Biden over his refusal to renew the Trump tax cuts. Grady Trimble with Fox Business in Washington.
At stake in the November election, your tax dollars. With some provisions in the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act set to expire at the end of next year, House Republicans say they should stay in place. Tax Subcommittee Chair Mike Kelly and Ways and Means Committee Chair Jason Smith are creating 10 tax teams to take a look at the impact of the cuts ending, with groups of lawmakers focusing on manufacturing, Main Street and rural America, supply chains, and more.
The Biden administration proposing a nearly 45% hike on capital gains tax. President Biden saying the rich can, quote, do very well while they pay their fair share. Tonight is the White House Correspondents' Dinner. The headliner, President Biden. A preview with Fox's Jared Halpern.
The annual event brings together journalists, politicians, and Hollywood stars and awards the work of White House reporters and raises scholarship funds for student journalists. Tonight's dinner will feature Saturday Night Live Weekend Update co-anchor Colin Jost. President Biden will attend and, as is tradition, roast the press corps and other Washington officials. Since 1924, every president since Calvin Coolidge has attended the dinner at least once, with the exception of former President Trump. President Biden has attended every year he's been in office, except 2021. The dinner was canceled that year because of the COVID-19 pandemic. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
British troops may be tasked with delivering aid to Gaza from an offshore pier now under construction by the U.S. military. According to the BBC, the British government is considering deploying troops to drive trucks carrying aid from the pier along a floating causeway to the shore. UK government officials declined to comment on that report. No decision has been made. I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.